Hey, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful. Great worship, huh? Is that great worship?
Amen.
You know, I love that. That song, it says, he leaves the 99 and goes after the one.
Yes.
You know, I was that one. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going, oh, there goes fires again. And, you know, he didn't say, you know, I'm sick of going after him. I'm tired of going after him. I'm not going after him no more. I'm going to just stay with the 99. But no, he leaves the 99. He leaves them and he comes after me, comes after you. And it's so wonderful that he comes after us.
Amen.
You know, and because he restores us. He restores us back in the body of Christ. He brings us back in the unity of fellowship with the Father. Thank God he leaves the 99. You know, so we're excited here this morning. A lot of craziness going on here. By the way, anybody who wants to buy us a new refrigerator, because that already went this morning or last night, it's dead. Yeah, so
just call it an offering.
Hey, amen. Or Andy can just give me a check.
Andy.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's just do it. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. On behalf of GGC Miami, thank you so much. Amen. Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, we've got Pastor Chuck Brookie here from Clearwater. Some of you have seen him here on Facebook. Hey, and by the way, Facebook people, hi. And remember, concentration. So many easy distractions when you're on the other side of the screen, right?
Yes.
I mean, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to go get, let me go get my car. Let me go. And we lose focus. We lose focus of what God is trying to say to our hearts. So we're very excited today. We're going to have two pastors speaking. And then afterwards, we've got some, we're going to have a little bit of food. And we're going to have a wrap too. So you're going to be able to ask questions if you're comfortable. And then 6 o'clock this evening, those who want over to Mirtha's, and it's amazing. She's got everything done and ready. So if you don't, if you want to go there, just get with us afterwards. We'll give you directions on how to get there. That will be happening at 6 o'clock tonight, and you will be fed physically and spiritually at that event.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Loose pants. That's all I have to say. Just saying.
Loose will, loose pants.
Yeah. So, and we're so excited to, you know, we have Pastor Steve Murillo here. Praise God. And then Pastor Stephen Schiavelli, who's the head of our missionary department, over some 800 churches. And he was talking about that on the way. You know, you can get so occupied with trying to run that. You know what I mean? Think of the responsibilities and everything that comes against, and what a way of looking at things. So we're looking forward to hearing from him. But we're gonna first bring up Pastor Chuck from and Stephanie's here too. We've been praying for her and from Clearwater St. Pete. Come on, Pastor.
Science phones.
Oh, no, yeah. Dump your phones, please. No, make sure they're off. Yeah.
It's me, right?
What if you're preaching with it? What do you do?
You're preaching with your phone?
Chuck.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh,
I'm preaching with my phone.
Is that your Bible?
I think it's okay. Is it okay if I use my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't like phones.
As long as you haven't got shorts on.
As long as I have shorts on, okay. Well, it's such a privilege to be here, and we thank you so much. And it's like this, you know, super awesome church, and we'd hopefully we can remember everybody's name. I probably won't, I'm sure. But we are having a conference in Clearwater, Florida, November 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Oh, okay. We'll be banning.
I can send the link. You can get a hotel. It's $65, really nice hotel for your breakfast. So anyway, just put a little plug in right there. So, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for the word of God that will not return void. We thank you for your faithfulness. We just pray that you just bless this time and Pastor Chappelle's portion as well. And we thank you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I was just taking this thought here. In John chapter 1, in verse 3, John the Apostle writes, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So where did John get that thought from? Like, how did that get into his mind that he was able to write that down? Like, where did he hear it from? He heard it straight from the horse's mouth. He heard it straight from Jesus. He was taught by Jesus. He had spent time with Jesus. And he was there when Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. Whosoever follows after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Wow.
So he was there whenever he heard that. And so when John saw Jesus, he saw eternal life. He saw eternal life. He writes in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, he calls Jesus the word of life, the word of life. Peter understood this. Peter was with Jesus. And Jesus and Peter said, Jesus just got through saying, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down from heaven. And whosoever eats of me will never die. And then Jesus said something that some people were like, well, you know, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, then otherwise you will not have eternal life. And some of the disciples left, and he turned to the 12. And he said, will you also leave? And Peter said, where else will we go? Only you have the words of eternal life. The words of eternal life. So there was life. And this light that was shined, the Bible says that he's the true light who lights every man who is coming into the world. In John chapter 1, verse 9, a little bit further down. He's the true light who lights every man who is coming into the world. And the problem isn't with the light. The problem is with the darkness. It's interesting when you think about, you know, sometimes we think of light and darkness, that they're the opposite of one another. But really, darkness is really the absence of light. It's the absence of light. The light shines in the darkness, just like sound or silence is the absence of sound, or cold is the absence of heat. But so this light shines upon all people, and he's called the word of life, the word of life. And so this is an amazing thing for us. So and Paul the apostle, who had been with, he had been taught also by Jesus, but in the third heaven. He was in the third heaven and being taught by Jesus. And he said that, you know, the light, he says, that for God, in 2 Corinthians 4:6, says God commands the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So, Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, it says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those who are lost. Mm-hmm. Lest Satan blinds the minds of those that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of God who should shine unto them, and they should be saved. You see, this is, you know, Satan blinds the minds of those that believe not. See, how does that work? That's through sin. It works through sin. It's just like whenever Eve was deceived in the garden, It was through sin, and it was and sin and unbelief are somehow connected together, like that. They are somehow connected together. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. God Amen. Was not pleased with the nation of Israel because of their unbelief. He was not pleased with that nation in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. And the Bible tells us to not to have an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. From the living God. So God is living, and He's given to us life. And so Jesus, when He came, He said, you know, I'm going to go up to heaven, and I'm going to send another comforter. Another one who is like unto me. And it says, and the comforter, the other one, because Jesus Himself was life, but He says, I'm not going to leave you without life. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And the Holy Spirit, you're going to become regenerated, born again by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and takes the place of Christ on the earth for us. And now we are the church, the body of Christ.
Okay.
And so this is an amazing thing for us. So,
wow.
So God is life. Jesus, whenever they saw Him, they saw life. That's what the gospel message is. We see the life of God. We see the life of God in Christ. And the Word of God is what brings us life. It's what is, you know, we become living epistles known and read of all men. So this is just, so that's just my little quick little two bits there. So amen.
Amen.
So,
wow.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
If you have somebody next to you, talk on what you heard, if you can. If you have somebody next to you. I mean, that's an amazing word. That's an amazing word. I left you. Living epistles, right? Living epistles. You know, and Pastor Chuck brought this up in John chapter 6. Where Jesus says, are you offended too? Are you offended by the word of God? You know, does this word offend you also? We are so easily offended by, and this was being offended by the word. And then when he goes to Peter, and it's not, you know, where will I go? It's not like we have another place that we can go and still receive it. It's really in the original, it says, to whom shall we go? And you've left Christ. And if we leave Christ, do we have somebody else? You know, there is no other Savior. It's only unto Him that we can go. And Peter, amazingly, you know, through the Holy Spirit, says, you have the words of life. And that becomes our light. You know, that disperses darkness within our lives. Good to see you, Pastor Desir. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, so Wednesdays, 7 o'clock, we're in the Gospel of John. Saturdays, we do outreach and prayer right here. Even with this rain yesterday, we found a little pocket that we got to go out and still got to wave to a few cars and everything else. And then what time is tonight?
6 o'clock.
Where?
Maranatha.
Wow, you guys are listening. Just checking.
He's going to be full.
Yeah. Food, you guys remember. It's not going to be about the food. It's going to be about the word.
That's what we're talking about. What are you talking
about? Amen.
Amen.
Make it sure.
Specify the type of food.
Hi, Christy. And Chris. Okay. Pastor Shabelli, over 200 church plants in Africa alone. Amazing. Amazing. We are very, very fortunate to have him here and blessed that he's here with us a couple of days. So let's go. Let's go with this. Another
one. Can I have that song first?
Sure.
Can you do that song for me? Is that okay?
Wow, yeah.
I want to hear that song again.
Cindy, just
let's all stand.
Yeah.
Wow, praise God.
Lost too far.
Lost.
Amen. What one?
Excuse me.
Praise God.
Lift your hands to God and thank God. Amen.
Chapter 9. You can't stand and sit. It's okay. But I want to read this verse. This really struck me when people ask you how old you are. Like I told somebody I was 73. But I'm not. But I really am, because if abortion is evil and wrong, then the day I was conceived is when my birth began. So really I am. I was born November 6th, but I was conceived in February, mid-February of 1947. Wow. So, How's that one? You know, like, we're always like 9 months older than what we really say we are. Whether you know it or not, now you know it. But I was just thinking about a certain thought came to my mind, and it was, what a mess. And then the second thought was, what a moment.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
What can happen in a moment.
Yeah.
Praise God.
So Ezra chapter 9. And by the way, it says here in the English language something, but it doesn't really say it in the Hebrew. Verse 8. Ezra is really at 17 years old. You can be seated because I might just start talking. when Ezra was 17 years old, they were all brought to Babylon as a nation, and they stayed there 70 years. And Ezra would return from Babylon at 87 years old, walking 900 miles.
Wow!
He walked 900 miles back to Jerusalem.
Wow!
At 87. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
You young people don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But it was quite a devastation because they were raped. Many of them were raped on the way. Men raping men. Mm-hmm. Men raping women. And it was unbelievable. The journey was so devastating. And then so much took place there. I'm not gonna read it, but it's very interesting. Have a chance, you read the first seven verses. It's quite shocking what was going on there. The trespass was growing, the iniquities were over their head. The leaders and the chiefs were the ones really responsible for the sin and the evil that was going on. And they were committing the abominations of seven nations. These are God's people. They're committing the abominations of seven nations and living in adultery and intermingling the holy seed with the Babylonians.
Mm.
And this was a mess. And Ezra was like overwhelmed and astonished. He couldn't even lift his face up, it said. He said, I can't even lift my face up. But then I love this verse. And now for a little space, grace has been shown us from the Lord our God.
Wow.
To leave us a remnant to escape, to give us a nail in this holy place, that God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God has not forsaken us in our bondage, and has extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving to set up the house of God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. So this is actually amazing. A little space. Actually, the Hebrew says for a brief moment, just for a moment. And you know, can I say something? And I will, because I have the microphone. All of eternity is actually in a moment.
Wow.
Think about that. Eternity is in a moment.
Hmm.
That's interesting. In a moment of time is eternity. He says for a little moment, a brief moment, grace has been shown us from the Lord our God to do what? To give us a remnant to escape. That's salvation. To give us a nail in a holy place. That's being brought into the church or the body. To lighten our eyes, help us to grow. To give us reviving. Reviving and to set up the house of God. Are you with me?
Yes. Amen.
Don't lose your concentration. Don't lose your focus. It's very important.
Amen.
And what can happen in a moment of time? It's really remarkable what can take place in a moment. You know, we think so big in time. You know what? By the way, isn't it going to be great? In heaven, there'll be no more time.
Wow.
There'll be no need for this.
Yay.
These will not be used or needed. There'll be no more time in heaven. There'll be no more time. It's amazing. Not only no more sickness, no more death, no more aging, just no more time. No more time. Because God is eternal, Deuteronomy 33:27, the eternal God is our refuge and our strength, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm.
What can happen in a moment of time? You were conceived in 1 second.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that. Did you ever realize that? You got saved in one moment. It wasn't like this long-time procedure of some denominational creed. It takes place. You got saved in 1 second. 1 second, you said yes to God. Can a person's life be reversed in a moment?
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen to this. I figured this out this morning, but I wasn't going to preach this message. And I got another one, and I got this match back again. And I thought, I'm going to go with it. I don't know what I did with it. But do you know that there's 34.5 billion moments in a lifetime of 80 years? Think about that. 80 years is 960 months, 350,400 days, 8,400,600 hours, and 34.5 billion seconds for an 80-year life.
Wow.
How'd you do that? I did it with math, not a calculator. I did it with my brain, which I'm still hoping functions correctly, because
yes,
I don't have any device. I don't have a phone. I don't have a computer. I'm amazed at how people cannot even live without those things. You've got them, like, you know, nothing wrong with using it to preach, by the way. Never do it again. I was in Canada one time, and the guy got up to preach, and he had shorts on. I said, well, that's a great thing. Who wants to see your stupid legs? Anyway, especially in the pulpit. You know? God, I never wore shorts in my life. I go swimming in sweatpants. And you don't have to do that. That's just me. Okay? Sorry, that's how it is. My father was very interesting. When he was very old, in his 80s and early 90s, he was put in the hospital for a while. And the doctor called me one day, and he said, your father's a problem. I thought to myself, you're going to be a problem. Not my father. And I get there, and they said, he won't take a shower. They brought the nurse in, a man and a woman. And I said to my father, like, so what's going on? They say, he won't take a shower. He goes, number one, no woman has ever seen me without my clothes on. That ain't happening. And number two, how do I know he's not gay? I'm like, Dad, relax and stay dirty. This is okay. And I'm not gonna, we're not taking this conversation any further. I felt bad for the guy. He's a great guy. My father, he didn't know anything about that. He just said, no, it's not gonna happen. I said, well, I got some right card for you and stuff like that. What can happen in a moment? Think about what can happen in a moment.
Wow.
It really is amazing. Saul of Tarsus is on the road to Damascus, and in 1 second, he's changed.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. What would you have me to do? That happened in a second. Now, we get into this whole denominational bent in our lives that it's going to be a process of change. Shut up. You know what? I don't like that. It's going to be a problem. I know that those things happen. You can change in a moment.
Wow.
Hello?
Praise God.
You
yes.
can be quickened by God in a moment.
Yes.
Amen.
Tired this morning?
Amen.
It's either you didn't sleep or it's demons. It's usually one or the other. You can be changed in a moment.
Wow.
One moment. Saul of Tarsus was changed in one moment. He went from Saul to being Paul, and instead of going to persecute Christians, he went to preach to them.
Yes.
It's amazing. That happened in a moment.
Yes.
In praise one
God.
Moment.
Yes.
For a brief moment, grace has been given us from the Lord our God.
Amen.
God calls you in a moment.
Yes.
You, by the way, Acts 2:2, the Spirit came suddenly. That means it came in a moment. The church was born in a moment.
Amen.
Yes.
It didn't take like thousands or hundreds of years.
Yeah.
The people that are such creatures of long-term time and mission. I got called to be a pastor in a moment.
Yes.
I heard Grace Sauer on Thursday in November in 1977, and in one moment I was in the ministry.
Wow.
I heard the telephone time.
Wow.
It took one moment, and I went up to Lenox to find the voice that was on the radio. I just heard it in the moment. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got saved in a moment. 1976, on a Thursday night, January 6, 1976. I got saved that night in 1 second, the day my daughter was born. You know how I was so messed up? She was born, I was a cocaine addict, using every drug you could ever think of all at the same time. And I opened the Bible to Acts chapter 9, And I said, God, you have a choice. You have a choice. I didn't say I had a choice. I said, you have a choice. Either you come into my life right now, or I've got a gun with it that's loaded, and it's going to be finished for me. Wow. And I got saved that moment.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow. Praise
the whole
God.
Room was lit up with some kind of supernatural light. It wasn't weird. I'm not talking about it. It never happened again. But something happened in a moment.
Amen.
And I said yes to God. By the way, I got up immediately. And it was like, it was at night. And I went down with my Bible into the worst section of the city and started talking to people about Jesus. Wow. One guy said to me, what do you want to tell me about him? I said, I don't know. I don't know anything. I just know something happened to me. Okay?
Yes.
That happens in a moment. Are you with me, Facebook?
Yes. Yes.
Going to the bathroom. I know why you people watch online. You can make popcorn, get your coffee, go to the bathroom. You can fall asleep. I know what's going on. No, I know that you're there because you can't be here, and it's a very good reason. We have it all over the world. But boy, some people use that as an excuse.
Ooh.
You know, God, blow your nose. That you're gonna blow your nose that long? That long? In a moment.
Yes.
In a moment. I got called to Bible school in a once.
Moment.
It happened in one moment.
Yes.
I knew I was going to Bible school. I hated it. I didn't want to go to any school ever again. I was already in, by the way, being a drug addict, I was able to get an engineering degree.
Wow.
And I was able to become a teacher for 4 years. And I had a master's degree in counseling while I was on dope. That just showed you the educational system.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Wow, yeah.
Right? And they said Bible school. I said, no, I've already got 9 years of college. I don't need Bible school. And God said, in a moment, go to Bible school.
Wow.
And I went, and I remember watching Dr. Stevens on a television set.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay awake.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes. Yes.
I remember watching Pastor Stevens on a television set. It was 12 inches. It was freezing in the Rhode Island building, Eastern States Exposition, West Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yes.
And you had to put your gloves on
yes.
and take it off to use your pen. It was so cold.
Wow.
It was me, my brother, and Jackie Blount. And I thought, what am I doing listening to this crazy person on a 12-inch television set shouting, hallelujah, believe the Bible? I'm like,
yes.
Who is this guy? Pastor Stevens. I was called to Bible school in a moment.
Wow. Yeah.
Get called in a moment.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to marry Linda in a moment.
Oh, yes.
It was the moment I saw her. It was 1965. I saw her in Holyoke Community College, and I said, that's the one. That's the one. I knew it. I wasn't saved, but I just knew that she was for me, and I was for her. It happened in what?
A moment.
Don't get any funny ideas today about this. Okay? It happened in a moment. God called me to Africa in a moment. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You get healed in a what?
Moment.
Let me tell you, you know the story that I had cerebral malaria and was unconscious for 8 days straight. And then when I came back to America, they had to fly me in a military plane because I couldn't get on a regular plane. They wouldn't take me. And my brain was not working at all. I didn't know anything. I forgot how to drive a car. I didn't even know how to, no, I forgot the whole Bible. I forgot a lot of things. And my wife got me to church after 3 months of just sitting in the house with a bathrobe on. By the way, I went out one day to go to church to drive my car. My wife said, you think you ought to put something on? You have a bathrobe on. You can't go to church with a bathrobe on. You know? And I went to church about months later. And I was sitting there. And Dr. Stevens said to me, go get Pastor Shirelli. He's over in the near the woman section for the babies. I was sitting as far away as I could get. Nervous. Very nervous. He said, tell him come up on stage. And I said, tell Pastor Stevens, Pastor Robinson did it. I said, tell him no. Not coming. Sent them three times. I thought, okay, let me go. So I go to the back row on stage. We had like five rows then. I'm in the back row. I said, tell Pastor Shabella to come up in the front row, sit next to me. I said, tell him no. Again. Finally, I went to the front row because he wouldn't stop. Then he gets up and he says, I'm not preaching this morning. He is.
Wow.
He said, he's preaching today. And I thought, he's out of his mind. I can't even talk correctly. And I got up, and when I opened the Bible, he was standing next to me. My whole brain reconnected the synapses.
Wow.
While I was in the pulpit,
oh,
I could hear the popping going on in my head.
Wow.
And God reconnected the brain in the pulpit.
Amen.
So don't tell me about the pulpit. happened in what?
A moment.
A moment. Happened in a moment, and you got saved in a moment.
Yes.
You got delivered in a moment.
Yes.
Drugs can be taken away. These nonsense programs, although God can use some of them, drugs can be taken away. An addiction can go in a moment.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes. Yes.
A bad habit can go in a moment, including watching too much football.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
So sorry. I enjoy it once in a while. You know, I'm going to enjoy watching Boston beat Miami. I knew I had to say that this morning, so I would distract you for a moment. Imagine, in a moment, right? In a moment, she gets an idea. I go to Holyoke, Massachusetts. And
yes.
I'm knocking on doors in an apartment
yes,
block.
Yes.
I don't even know what the heck I'm doing there. I don't even like Holyoke.
Yes.
And I knock on the door and she answers.
Yes.
Yes.
You call and he answered, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And she answered. Happened in what?
One moment.
Happened in a moment with just a knock. And in one moment, the door was open and lives were changed. Not
yes.
by me, but by Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus yes. operates in the moments of time. Jesus can put all of eternity in a moment.
Yes.
One moment. Oh, it gets so weird and complicated. It's going to take a long time for me to get it together. You know what? You ought to go stick your head in a bucket of water or in sand like an ostrich. What the heck are you talking about? You can get delivered in a moment.
Amen.
You can get a call in a moment.
Yes.
God can provide in a moment
yes,
of time.
Yes,
he can provide in a moment.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'm going to do about my finances. Well, why don't you trust God?
Yes, sir.
He can do it in a moment.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Said to my wife, we're moving to Baltimore. She goes, what? Yeah, well, I was sleeping on my father's floor for 70 days on egg crates. You know what those egg crates are?
Yes.
Yeah. I came home from Africa and I said, I don't know what to do with my life. My church was a mess. When I came back, Martha, the church was a mess.
Yes.
And I saw it. And I said, I can't be here. Dr. Stephen said to me, why don't you stay and pastor that church and start a new one? I said, no.
No.
I said, he asked me three times. I said, no, each time. Then he said, move to Baltimore. I need
yes.
you.
Ooh.
Best move I ever made in my life.
Yes.
And I went to my wife. I said, we're moving. She goes, when? I said, today. She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm going. I just sent somebody to get me a truck. What do they call them? U-Hauls or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, we only got one couch to put in. We have one stinky couch, which I still have today, and nobody's getting it. I got that couch from 1971.
Wow.
You ain't getting that. Nobody's taking that couch from me. I'll kill them in a moment. You'll die in a moment. So I got a couch, and I got some old smelly clothes that were in Kathy Ryan's cellar for 6 years.
Yes.
And I brought them down. We moved in a moment. She goes, where are we going to live? I said, it doesn't matter. You got to have a place to go. I said, we'll get there. On the way, I'll make some calls. And Ron Swingle took me in.
Wow.
Pastor Ron, I went into his basement. Stayed there for like 3 months. And then I said, here's what's going to happen, Linda. I'm called to pastor. You got to get a job. She did. She got a job. Very good one, too. Very good job she's had. She goes, I want you to pursue your call. And that happened in a what?
Moment.
That happened in a moment, the decision to go to Baltimore.
Wow.
In a moment, I got a decision to go to Uganda.
Yes.
That happened in a moment. After 3 years in Baltimore, I said, I'm on my way again.
Yeah.
And came back after 3 years and said, I'm going to go to Southern Africa now. Now it's Zambia and South Africa. These things happened in a moment.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, but we're such creatures of, you know, I got to, by the way, do you know, I'm going to say something right now. Sometimes prayer is sin.
Ooh.
Because God's already told you what to do and there's no need to pray about it.
Wow.
And the prayer about it takes you away from the decision that God wants you to make in a moment.
Amen.
And you pray about it and then you forget about it and then you don't do it and you say, well, I prayed. You weren't supposed to.
Wow.
God told you what to do.
Yeah.
Peter, follow me. I'll think about it. I'll pray about it.
Wow.
Matthew gets up. Listen to this. Jesus walks by, and Matthew gets out of the receipt of custom seat with all the money and says, see you later. Here's the money's all there. Just leave the money there.
Wow.
They don't even care.
Yeah.
If he had prayed about following Jesus, he never would have.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
So we pray, yes, and I believe in prayer. But you know what? Sometimes prayer can be an option out of God's plan when God's already spoken.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
In a moment.
That's
in a moment. He speaks in a moment.
Amen.
He can heal you in a moment. He can restore a marriage in a moment. And it says in Luke 15:18, the prodigal came to himself. That happened in a moment. And by the way, Satan's not stupid. In Luke chapter 4, verse 5, he showed Jesus the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
Yes.
To get him to fall mentally. By the way, if Jesus ever sinned mentally, we couldn't be here today.
Right.
If he just mentally sinned once, we couldn't be here. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He'll never get. And you know what it says? It says that he tested and tempted him in a moment of time. The word in that particular case is stigma, and it means to puncture you.
Wow.
He wanted to puncture Jesus with a wrong thought to his mind.
Wow.
And Jesus never bit for the puncture. How often we make decisions because the devil punctures us in a moment of time. By the way, anxiety? I don't have it. And some people are so worried about everything. I was gonna preach a message called Mirtha Mirtha. I didn't. Save it
for tonight.
No, we live in anxiety, worry, because I say, oh, you got to be practical. You be practical. I'll be spiritual.
Whoa.
You gotta be practical. We got to think about this. You know, God wants us to be practical. Oh, shut up. You'll never walk with God with your practicality.
Wow.
You're so practical, you practically remove Jesus from the whole plan.
Wow.
Just move him out.
Wow.
So practical. I gotta be practical. You know what happened to me once? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. Let's go.
Get quick.
Yes.
One time the Holy Spirit said to me, the church needs money. I said, okay. So what are you saying to me? Take all the money you have in the bank and give it to the church for the building on State Street. And I was an engineering contractor. I was doing pretty good. I had like $50,000 saved. God said, give it. I said, no. He said, give it. This went on for 3 months. It was a war. And finally, I lost. And I gave it for the building. I'm not trying to promote something. I'm just saying. And then God gave me back triple. Yeah, I never had a problem with money. You got a problem with money because you're not listening to the moments of God.
Wow.
Or it's a test or a trial.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on. I said it's either you're tired or it's demons. Keep focused up here. All right?
Wow.
Somebody's sleeping over there. I got two people. Okay.
So, I got you. Get him off.
I'm with you.
Amen.
Knock it off.
Knock it off.
In a moment, you can be quickened.
Amen.
God can quicken you in a moment.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
God can put things together. Well, they're going to take about maybe 9 months of sessions to get this marriage back. It could take a second.
Yes. Why?
Wow. In a moment.
Amen.
In a moment. Story in a second. No, they never had a problem. That was a good message, by the way. Thank you. It happened in a moment. In a moment. No, well, I was going to take time. You take this thing and throw it. You're going to take time? What are you going to take time? I don't know what that means. Huh? I don't know what that means. It happens in a moment.
Praise God.
In a moment. Wow. I was in an airplane once. You know what happened to the airplane? It went upside down. I'm like, wait a minute. We're supposed to be up there. But we're upside down in the plane. And things are falling, you know? And I'm looking at Pastor Ronaldo and Pastor Eugene. They're sweating to death. And then the guy went... This idiot pilot goes through a storm instead of around it. Idiot. Oh. I get off. We land. We finally landed in Sudan.
Wow.
I said to him, you saw the storm, didn't you? Yeah. I said, why did you fly through it? He goes, aren't you a pastor? I said, yeah. He said, what happened to your faith?
Oh.
I said, it's in God, not you. We got delivered in a what?
Moment!
In a moment. Happened in a moment.
Yes.
It's going to take some time. Yeah, it's going to take some time because you wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't believe God in a moment. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It happens in a what?
Moment!
In a moment. Now, tonight I'm going to preach about it. It takes a long time. No. I'm just joking. No, and today that's the message. That's the message. I can be. By the way, you can be clean from sin in a moment.
Yes.
Listen to this. He lived his whole life of sin. And then Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He was in the kingdom in a moment.
Amen.
He was in the kingdom in a moment. Salvation is the miracle of a moment. Discipleship takes a lifetime. I know that.
Wow.
But salvation is the miracle of a moment.
Yes.
And suddenly the Spirit came. And everybody got saved. 3,000 got saved.
Wow.
5,000 got saved. It can happen in a moment. You get a thought in your mind about planting a church in Broward County, is it?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then that can happen in a moment.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
In a moment.
Amen.
It's amazing. I was in China smuggling Bibles with my brother. My brother's a fantastic smuggler. He's the only person I ever saw put 80 Bibles on his body.
Hannah.
Huh?
Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah. She used to smuggle Bibles into China. By the way, in the 80s, 40 years ago, it was tough then, very tough. They catch you, you got trouble.
Yeah.
So one day they caught him and me, and they said, come this way. They brought us into this office. This was on the border of Guangzhou years ago. And they said, do you have Holy Bible? I said, no. So the guy starts patting my brother down. He's finding Bibles taped to his legs. They're everywhere, you know. We got 150 Bibles between the two of us. He goes, Christian, no lie. Bible says you shouldn't lie. I said to him, you asked if we had Holy Bible. I have Holy Bibles. I said, Christian, no lie. Chinese don't understand English. That happened in a moment. You know what he said to me in one moment? And I have 5 Bibles, I'm born again.
Wow.
And he said, take the rest in. Take them in.
Wow.
It's awesome. See, God answers prayer in a what?
In a moment.
I'm not saying that we can pray without ceasing and keep praying. Of course. But God, he can hear my prayer in one moment.
Yes.
Just in a moment. Just like that.
Amen.
But we become such creatures of time. Oh, is it going to take a long time? No. Johnny and Danny and Julissa and Evie, something can happen in a second.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen? It can happen in a second.
Amen.
Peter and Lisa, in a second.
Yes.
In a moment.
Yes.
In a moment. This light affliction, 2 Corinthians
yes.
chapter 4, verse 17, is for a moment. But it works for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Look at the things that are not seen, not the things that are seen.
See.
But the things that are seen are temporal. The things that are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
Wow.
Are you with me?
Yes.
In a moment, this light affliction is only a moment where I'm going through something. Well, go through it.
I'm going through something, Pastor.
How long are you going to take to get through it, you big baby? You want me to clean your diaper for you, too? No, I mean, a lot of Christians are babies, you know? Come on, will you? It's about time to wake up and grow up. It can happen in a second. It's too hot. It's too cold. There's no money. They did this to me. They did that at work. You don't know what's going on. How long in a moment you could have deliverance?
Amen.
Wow. Now, some of you don't like this message.
We love it.
You don't like this message. You know why? Because instead of getting convicted and edified, you're getting condemned by your flesh or the enemy.
Wow.
And just because something didn't happen in the moment doesn't mean it couldn't happen in the moment today.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
It happened today.
God, amen.
Today.
Yes.
Doctor said to me, we got to operate in your brain. I said, you don't have one. No, he told me, we got to operate in your brain. You know, I said, no, God will do the operating. Nobody's getting in my head. Are you kidding me? You'll probably like a Three Stooges movie, probably leave some branch in my head. Those Three Stooges movies, leave things inside the body, never get them out. Jingling and jangling, I don't trust you. You know what happened to the guy? The guy they wanted to do, his name was Dr. Robert Early, the best neurosurgeon in the world. He was in Hopkins. He said, we gotta open up and reconnect some parts. I said, no, you're not. And then he called a year later, wanted to know how I was doing. My wife said, he's in Morocco. Why don't you want his number?
Wow.
See, God heals in a moment. Amen.
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 He delivers in a moment. He sets us free in a moment.
Yes.
He gives you a call in the moment. A conversion is in a moment.
Amen.
He can reconcile you in a moment.
Yes.
He can just send something. Something can take place, or what can happen. It's like all of a sudden, Stephen is in heaven in Acts 7:55. The stones don't hurt anymore because he's not there.
Wow.
You know, in a moment, he's in heaven. I see Jesus.
Yes.
I see Jesus. Oh, guess what happens in a moment? In the twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
The trump will sound.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I continue to say with 1/100th of a second.
Wow.
Right there. In a moment, you're gone.
Yeah.
Imagine the chaos on this earth when the rapture takes place.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think there's chaos now? Wait till then.
Yeah.
Airplanes will be dropping out of the sky because pilots will get raptured. Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to happen.
Yes.
I'm
Amen.
Sorry.
Amen.
It's going to happen. Cars are going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know when cars will be just driving without anybody in them.
Yes.
Huh? Football games will be partially empty.
Wow.
Stands. What will happen? That's going to happen when?
The moment.
The moment. I'm not a predictor either, just in case you thought. I'm not even a predictor of the end times. Jesus knows. Even Jesus said it's in the Father's hands.
Yes.
It's in the Father's season. He wouldn't even say it. Why do people have this idea that they got to figure it out when even Jesus didn't want to know?
Wow.
Come on. Are you kidding me? Isaiah chapter 36 and 37, they're surrounded by 185,000 Assyrians. They go to bed, they're worried. These Assyrians have been eating people all the way down. They've been not just destroying cities, but they eat people. That's what they do. They were cannibalistic. Yeah, and they're around Jerusalem. And what do they do? What are they going to do? They sent the guy on the wall. The guy on the wall went to the king. The king said, bring this to Isaiah. Isaiah says, I'm bringing this to God. And Isaiah prayed, Lord God, handle this situation. And when they woke up in the morning, 185,000 people were dead.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at that. Where'd they go?
Yeah.
That happened in a moment.
Yeah.
Praise God.
That happens in a moment.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes.
8.47 billion seconds. Moments
wow.
in an 80-year lifetime.
Wow.
Plenty of time to get saved, right?
Yeah.
For people.
Amen.
In a moment. I get called in a moment. I wrote something about it. I get called in a moment. I find the church in a moment.
Yes.
Yes.
I found this church in a moment.
Amen.
Happened in one moment.
Yes.
I was on Fort Pleasant Avenue, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Wow. Yes.
Driving a vehicle, and I heard Pastor Stevens. I found this church. It happened in one moment.
Yes.
And I knew what it was. Restored in the moment. Making decisions. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit in the moment.
Yeah.
You can be miserable and carnal, and then
wow.
1 second later, you're filled.
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
Forgive me.
Yes.
Cleanse
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Make me new right now, and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to take a while. No, it's not. It's not going to take a while. It's going to take a moment. I make decisions about my life in what?
A moment.
In a moment.
Yeah.
I can make a decision in a moment. Right? It can happen. We've got to figure this out. Let's have a council.
Yeah.
Now you counsel. I'm not counseling with anybody. I'm going to counsel with God.
Amen.
Of course I'm going to be submitted to the body and be sent whatever I do. But these things, we can make decisions in a moment of time. We can give in a moment. We can have rest from God in one moment. There's all kinds of things happening. Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about so many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the good part, which
Praise
shall not
God.
Be taken from her.
Amen.
And in a moment, she was corrected. Okay? I can be corrected in the moment. I don't need correction. Just saying that, you do.
Yeah.
If you think you don't need correction, I don't think I need correction. Just saying it, I do.
Amen.
Is Facebook still there?
You're there.
What time is it? I don't even know what time is it. I
don't know. You threw it.
Don't
worry about it.
I was just wondering. In a moment. In a moment.
You got another 20,000 moments.
20,000 moments. No, but think about it. And the devil likes to deceive people into these delayed things.
Yeah.
He's the master of delay.
Yes.
Delaying people. Getting delayed. You know, you're on the highway in 1 second, you could be delivered from a car crash.
Yes.
It can happen in 1 second. It can be totally delivered. It happens in a moment of time. So it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing what can go on. You can see the worst situation going. And John Mark is delivered in a moment.
Wow.
And he leaves Paul because he can't handle his leadership. And in one moment, he's restored.
Wow.
In the book of Acts, and he becomes Peter's main disciple.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Wow.
These things happen in just that, the sneaky of time, the moment of time.
Yes.
And it's amazing that God can pack all of eternity into a moment.
Yes.
He could put all of eternity into 1 second. It's amazing, because that's
wow.
how I get saved. I got saved in a moment. He put all of eternity into 1 second.
Yes.
Into 1 second. It's awesome.
Wow.
It's awesome what can happen. And yet we have so many people. Oh my God. How about Habakkuk? How long, Lord?
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah.
Jonah, your life is reversed in a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the belly of a whale. Isn't that cute? How's that smell?
Wow.
You ever smell whale bile?
Oh.
Disgusting. And he spits him up on his mission field in a moment. I like how God can spit us up where we don't want to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to Italy to eat pizza. No, I mean to save souls. No,
yeah.
I was going to Italy. God changed that in 1 second.
Yeah.
Wow.
That didn't happen. It happened in a second. It happened in 1 second. It was like a total reversal.
Wow.
Africa? Yeah. The thought came. Africa? Pastor Sheldon gave me 84 letters to read. He said, why don't you answer these letters? I said, I am not a letter writer. He goes, no, with your feet.
Wow.
I'm like, huh? He goes, why don't you go there
yeah.
and answer the letters in person,
wow.
not on Facebook.
Ooh.
No,
yeah.
I'm just having fun. Take it easy. Don't shut me off in a moment.
Wow.
And it happened in a moment.
Yeah.
I heard God in a moment of time. Yeah. And God wants to minister to us. He can forgive us no matter what's happened in a moment.
Yeah.
Just a moment. Well, you gotta show. No. The fruit will come, but it happens in a moment. Amen.
Yeah.
You make decisions. You come to church. You perceive and receive a call in a moment of time.
Wow.
And this is amazing. It happened to Jeremiah when he was 15 years old. God called him in Jeremiah 1. It happened in a moment. Ezekiel 37. Can these bones live?
Yeah.
That will happen in a what?
In a moment.
In a moment, God. Speaks, God calls, God ministers, God comforts. You can have all kinds of things that happen and take place in a moment. I remember I was at my mother-in-law's funeral or resurrection, whatever you call it. It was done in the Catholic Church and there was like hundreds of people there. So my wife's looking at me, she goes, what are you going to do? I said, what do you mean? She goes, do something. Get up and speak.
Wow.
I said, I was going to say, why don't you? But I realized, like, so I said, what do I say? She goes, stand in front of the casket and tell them you have a message from the person in the casket.
Wow.
I said, what? She goes, yeah. And I had their attention, hundreds of them. And I gave a message for 15 minutes. And I made them raise their hands if they wanted to get saved.
Wow.
You know what? I got courage,
Moment
to do that. By the way, from that point on, I did everybody's funeral. I did every uncle I had. Everybody was calling me to do it. Will you do it? If I die, will you do it? Depends on how much you pay me. No. Of course I'll do it. It happened in a moment. Things happen in a moment.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's be a people that believe that God can put eternity in a moment.
Wow.
Yes.
In a moment. And as he initiates to us moment by moment. You know what it says in Isaiah 27:3? He keeps his garden moment by moment.
Yeah.
He keeps us
wow.
moment by moment.
Wow.
That's awesome. Father, thank you today. We pray, God, we would live in eternal moments. Eternal moments. 34 billion seconds in an 80-year lifetime. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The light came, as Pastor Chuck said, light comes in a moment. We get light in a moment of time. Wow. No mess. Don't say what a mess, say what a moment.
Yeah.
Things can change in America in a moment. Just a one moment, something could happen. Just like that. In a moment. I called and you answered. Can we do that one more time?
Yeah.
A song. I called and you answered in a moment. You answered in a moment.
Yeah.
in a moment. Prayer answered in a moment. He's the God of the moments.
Amen.
The God of the moments. So we thank you. Just stand as we sing this song again, a third time. Maybe we'll do it four times.
Amen. Amen.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't.
We got a lot of moments. Are you with me?
Yes.
Does anybody remember the message? What was the message about?
In a moment.
In a moment. Keep talking about that till I get back.
In a moment.
I got that one too.
Come on, George, give us one.
George, give us an Indian one.
Now.
Is it now or is it moment? I'm getting confused. I called and you answered.
Wow.
Ready?
Yes.
They're going to sing this song in a moment. You'll think it's, a few minutes, but it's a moment. Hello, quickened in a moment, amen?
Amen, yes.
Making the decision now to come to Mirtha's tonight and make it in the moment.
Yes.
Well, Sunday night, I'm busy. Ah, knock it off in a moment. Knock it off in a moment.
Amen.
And I have a message tonight. You know what the message is going to be tonight?
Just
give me 1 second. I'm going to preach a message called God's Love. Are you with me?
Praise
watch
God.
God's Love. Now watch.
God's Love.
Faith in Galatians 5:6. Fear out.
Wow.
Faith in, fear out. I just thought of it.
Praise God. Amen.
Faith in, fear out. Love. Faith in, fear out. Galatians 5:6, faith in. 1 John 4:18, fear out. That's what love does.
Amen.
It brings faith in and kicks fear out.
Praise God.
In a moment.
In a moment.
Experiencing God's love in a moment.
Amen.
Go ahead. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Should I? Yeah, are you ready? Okay, go ahead. Go for it. I'm getting an anointing.
Holy Spirit. Bible power.
You decide in the moment to come and live where we are. Yes. Here you go. Usher, you got a headache? You okay? Praise the Lord. As we close, praise Him. Because we're never closing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A wrap today on a moment. Right? A wrap session?
Yes.
Yes. An eternal moment. Say it. An eternal moment. Praise Him. Lift your hands to Jesus. Thank you, God.
In your presence of your throne.
I called. And you what?
And you came to my rescue.
You rescued me in a moment.
Wanna be where you are.
There'll be no more time in heaven. Let's enjoy the moments now.
My whole life I place in your hands. God of mercy, humble thy bow down. In your presence at your throne.
I call.
As we sing this song, if you want prayer, Pastor Ken is here, Pastor Chuck, come on down, Pastor Steve. We're going to pray for you. We have oil. If you want prayer for some illness or situation, just come right down front. Don't be afraid.
I call, you answer, and you came to my rescue, and I want to be where you are.
You lifted high enough.